Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and this is the month of April, date is the 16th, 2011, and this is Saturday. This is our very special show, which we have each week, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. So let's get everybody heart-centered here. We'll do the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing every day, more than once. And we do it here as samples to show you how easy it is to do this. And it's one way that you can instantly, within probably 15 seconds, get in your heart center and get out of the energies of the mind. Because the mind inside of your head will say, in that location is darkness. You want to get into the moment and be with your spirit. So we're going to do the mind to heart drop. It's on the website also. Just count from 10 to 1. This you can do yourself. You can even do it with me if you wish. So here we go. This, you have to command your spirit, though, to take your thoughts that's up in your head to go into your heart. Remember, if you don't command your spirit, then you're going to be doing it in the mental realm. And then you're going to be in the heart center with a spirit created by the darkness in that position. Remember, there's a big difference here. You know, whatever you think about, whatever you do with the mind, that's light of the darkness. So you don't want to trick yourself thinking that you're heart-centered and being in the mind energy and being in the light of the darkness, mind energy in your heart. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so think a thought, everybody. And as you think that thought, you're going to notice that it's not coming from between your ears, is going to be coming from your heart center. And you cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought. This is why the true light, source energy, does not channel, because you can't have a thought. And you're in stillness, you're in peace, and it can't judge anything. So this may shed a lot of light on all of you out there who maybe go to practitioners who claim they're channeling some divine being or something. Because it's literally impossible to do when you work with the true light. Now, I'm sure in the light of the darkness, it will bring forth all different types of energies there. And you might even feel an emotional, good fuzzy feeling, we'll say, when you're there. Because they will canalize your emotions. But in source energy, you're just in neutral. Observation mode and in peace. So, this is our special night here. We'll go to the light ship in about a minute or two here. And this will only work for people listening live this Saturday night. It will not work on the archives, but you can feel the energy throughout the program. And we'll be on the light ship probably for maybe 10, 15 minutes here. We'll just see how it goes. Everything is in the moment when we do this here. And we do physical healings. So do not ask for emotional healing or something else. This is all physical. And you're on the light ship with your complete body. You're out of time. And if you're a seer, a feeler, we'll say, if you're able to actually visually see the light beings, you will. Everybody's a little different. And here we go. So just bring up the light beam on the monitor screen. Just scroll down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar. And we'll put some peace energy into the room for the people listening to the archive. And we'll bring in the male energies tonight. Here they come. So use the word either stronger or I count from 1 to 10 to increase the energy. Maybe you have to command the energy for healing. So we'll just increase it by using the word stronger. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. You should feel your room changing as you become more peaceful. And everything will be disconnected from you emotionally. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. You can bring your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden with if you wish. Can't bring any person, though. They have to be listening live. We're going up. I'll count to five to let you feel the energy. And at five, you're going to be on the light ship and then be working with you, these light beings. They'll take physical form. All dimensions, we'll say. All areas of consciousness in the light do have physicality. So this is why we bring forth energies that look familiar to us on this planet. There are other energies up there besides our own here. And you may not recognize them, so this is why I bring in ones that are common to the Earth here. Here we go. Going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're in the first room here. And we're in many, many rooms in the light ship. And here we go. Let's go into the pink room. This would be probably a pretty soft energy for everybody. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll get the energy coming to us now. One, two, three, four, and five. Here we go. Going to the orange room now. Request healing, everybody. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Let's go into where they have the dolphin energies. We're in a large pool of water. And these are the golden dolphins. They're gold-colored. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five again. So request your healing. The light always sees you in the moment. They try to take a glimpse of you. What they see from you is pure perfection. They do not judge anything because they cannot judge their creations. And remember, if they were in judgment, that would be darkness. So now you know those books that are written out there where there's some energy judging you, and people call that God, and a lot of times it's in the Bible where you're being judged. Well, that's the light of the darkness energies. True light cannot judge. Otherwise, it'd be darkness. So you can see where the Ten Commandments came from. Here we go. Let's go into another room, and let's go into a room that is filled full of rainbow energy. And this you can experience here. It's like a rainbow waterfall. A mist is forming around you now on the light ship, taking away some of the densities around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I'm going to do a timeline crash here because I just looked at the time, and at first it was 9:09. This is California time. And now it's 9:11, so some of you back there might be 11:11. So let's do a timeline crash on the time right now, in the moment here. And if you're back east, and it's 12:11. Wonder what that means. So here we go, timeline crash for the physical time that we're in right now on our clocks here. One, this is a little different than going to the light ship. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And give it some more timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And back east right now, it looks like it's 12:12, another controlling number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, that may help some of you out. You might actually feel that timeline crashing here. takes probably, this one will take just like about 8 minutes to crash. Let's do another session here. We'll go into the room where they have the purple energy. Getting a lot of energies tonight with colors. So here we go. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we have a request from, it's like Shane, for the silver room. So we'll go into the silver room for healing. And we'll also go into the room that has the hot tubs. This will also have silver in it. It'll be immersed in silver. One, in there now. Request your healing. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that feels pretty good. Let's go into the large room, which has the really high trees. And you can hug a tree, request tree healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. And looks like we're going to go into a room where they work with our lungs. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing in your lungs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll go into a couple other rooms. I'm looking at the fast chat for other rooms here. We'll be coming back in about 5 minutes. Let's go into a room that has the cactus. And they have the aloe vera there if you'd like to have some of the cactus healings here. There's like a hot tub full of it. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And for those of you out there that might be dealing with some type of skin irritation or something like that, I know it's getting to be spring. I don't know if there's any kind of like poison oak out there or anything like that, poison ivy or something that you may have got yourself into. We'll do a clearing for that here. So one, two, and you also want some water, having this stuff released from you. Two, skin imperfections. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I think we lost sound tonight, maybe, here. I got two people on the fast chat saying that. One, two, maybe try going back into your computer again, but if you can't hear me, you won't be hearing these words. Three, four, maybe someone could type that into the fast chat to refresh or something. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, so let's come back from the light ship. And we're going to the gold room just to have some fun with the gold energy since we did silver. Here we go. Gold energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So this is what we do every Monday night and Friday night and Wednesday. We go to the light shift. Tomorrow's our 8-hour conference call. So let's come back from the light shift where they're going to be working with you. And here we come down. So I'll count to five again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we're here now. And what we brought up there is back with us. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Carrie, are you out there anywhere?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. It looks like we have a nice big crowd on the fast chat this evening. I'm just going to give out the numbers if anybody wants to call and talk about anything they saw or felt now on the light ship. So we're on station one, so the toll-free number if you'd like to call if you have any questions or want to talk about anything you experienced. Let's see, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. And then I would say probably try line three. If you're not getting through on that one, then that's 530-413-4522. So let's have a look here and get the fast chat back on. And quite a few people were commenting about chemtrails, Ron, in the sky today. And in L.A. here, there were quite a few, too. Kathy was saying she was seeing them in Southern California. I think Kathy lives a little south of me. If I remember correctly. So, yeah, there were quite a few. I didn't see any ship clouds, though, but I did see chemtrails. And let's see, a few comments. Shane was saying, I remember Shane asked for a room, but I'm not remembering which one now, so maybe this is in reaction to getting into the room he was asking for. He says he saw a huge flash of white light and waves rippling. So that's great, and let's see if there's anything. I don't think there were any others that I saw on there. So is there anything you want to talk about, Ron, or shall I hunt around for some questions here?
Well, there was a lot of energy last night and tonight with, the light dealing with the darkness energies. So that was pretty heavy last night. A lot of stuff was probably completed or done. So it's pretty nice to see the energy. The clouds here in Mount Shasta were very strange also today.
Were they?
Kind of like floating around, not looking, what it was like remnants of the space wars, they'll call it. And you can tell the difference because the clouds do look funny, do look different. As they're terminated and they show up really weird looking. So where we are now with the United States military from the future coming back here, it feels like as I look right now and check, there's about 22% of them back here from going into the future time. So that leaves 78% still there. I don't think these battles are going to last probably more than 2 months, maybe even less than that. They are getting people from World War I to come on board, too, in case they need them. There's only a few here from World War I. So I'll kind of describe that to you in case you're wondering what's happening. We'll just draw the scenario that, we'll just say that it's you, okay, and you're male and you're in boot camp, we'll say, getting trained. And all of a sudden, you're told that, all governments have a way to change time sometimes. And so what they do is stop time, but they'll tell you first that, because they have that technology to time travel. So what they'll say is, well, the war's ended. And you go, hooray, don't have to do any fighting. And they'll go, well, yes, but you can if you wish, stay in the military here, and you can go on a very special, secretive mission, something like that. And you go, yeah, that sounds great. And all your buddies say, yeah, I'll go there too. Where are we going? What are we doing? And instantly you're taken out of time and you put into the future. And you noticed that what you had on you, maybe some kind of rifle or something, is still with you, but they say, oh, we have this brand new one that was created here. And you look at it and you go, wow, this thing's really high-tech looking. It does all kinds of destruction compared to what I have here. And they say, well, this is designed to fight the aliens. And you go, what's an alien? And they show pictures of these and say, we're being invaded by the aliens. You go, oh, wow, we better do something about this. And they give you training how to use the weapon. Remember, these are from the other aliens. They're re-engineered, created, etc. And then they give you a flying saucer, we'll say, to fly in. And that's really, you know, you go, wow, that's really great. What is this thing, you know? And what they have done, the at each ascension point, every 2,000 years, as these alien spaceships, we'll call them UFOs, are in the territory of light. When the light turns off the frequency of light, these things are still floating around here. So for the last, I believe, 28 years, if I'm not mistaken, the light ship has put in quarantine, or you could say they just took all these UFOs and put them in mothballs, let's say, so they would not be reused again. So all of a sudden now, they probably got maybe millions of these things there. So all of a sudden, these military people can say, wow, I can now fly one of these things. And naturally, because you did time traveling, you can do that. So, and you're being trained, and the people that are in the future know all about these because they can look back upon the past, and they were also available to them. So this has kind of been planned by all the governments here. So they know what they're doing, and the lightship is bringing these forward. And this is kind of how it works. So it's not as if, you know, you say, where are they going to get these things to fight the aliens with? Well, they're already here. Just that the lightship made them available. And that's kind of the way it works. So the World War One soldiers now are going to be used. Not too many of them, I think, are coming back yet, but they're being trained in the future timelines. And then they'll come back here instantly and do a battle. So what happened last night, basically, is the whole planet, and this is for the last few days, have been surrounded by the United States military and other countries who are on board, and many of them are. And they're all friendly because the ones in World War II, there's no more war, you see. So they can be side by side with the Germans and the Japanese, and they're all here ready to fight the aliens. So this is kind of what's happened. Last night it was a lot of battling going on, tons of it. The light ship was there to fix the casualties, if anything, because nobody can die out there. If one soldier dies that was sent from our reality here, where we're living right now, out in the Beyondo someplace, on a parallel lifetime, then the timeline here would be completely disintegrated or changed. So they can't change time. So everybody out there has to be restored. And this is what the lightship is doing. So the lightship is doing probably most of the battling. Since they're not in judgment, what happens is, as these particular soldiers find an alien ship and they're in battle with them, the lightship now will see that as an energy of darkness fighting the light, and it will come over and just zap it. So this is what's been happening. You may have felt the Earth changed somewhat today, a little bit. You can look up in the clouds, see the clouds a little different, and that's kind of what I'm perceiving here. So it's a reality that you know, I can see here in Mount Shasta. You may not see it where you are, but you may know that life is a little better than what it was a couple of days ago. Maybe you feel a little less tense or agitated, and that's because the aliens' mind control that's being transmitted to you in other parallel lifetimes is now being taken out. How many parallel lives are there? There's zillions, we'll say, and they're trying to get rid of them. This is all done for pre-ascension. Normally what happens is at ascension time, or even the older pre-ascension, the light would just turn everything off and what was here was here. Now it's a little more probably meaningful for all of us here because the light is coming in before that to get rid of the darkness energies. And why is it doing that? It's because the Earth spirit was captured, basically. It's still at 40%. So they're trying and attempting to find the other 60% and more of all the pieces that is lost out there because the Earth spirit needs to be found for this ascension point. and we're just kind of going for the ride here, typically, because the most important thing is the earth spirit. It's so big, and we're here created from the earth spirit, so we're connected to that also, at least the bodies are, the physical bodies. And that's kind of where we are with that. I'm sure that everything is going to be going on quite nicely here. The light always wins, so it's not necessarily in judgment to fight the darkness. It's just seeing what's there that's battling itself, trying to fight the light. So when the darkness attempts to fight the light just zaps it, and that's what it's doing. So it's quite interesting to actually watch and see what happens. The earth now is filled full of light, looking for the darkness underground here, these aliens. And that's the way it is. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So if you do feel like you're connected somehow to one of these operations, very possibly you are. You might have yourself living more than one life, and one of those could be in the future as a military person. That's a possibility too. Like I said, you know, you may have had a lot of compassion or felt the frustration would happen in Japan, because you could be living in that timeline also. So the timelines are parallel to our timelines. They're not necessarily here in our reality of space, but they're just outside of it. And that's where the aliens live too. That's why you see the alien ship clouds. You can't see a UFO, but you can definitely see the clouds that are formed around them. So they could just be a millisecond off from what you are visually seeing here. And that's the way it works. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, very, very interesting. Tina has a question about the future troops. She's asking if they can eliminate aliens parading as humans.
I don't know yet. You know, I don't know. Right now they're doing so much that that's hard to say. So the aliens that would be looking like humans or are here walking around physically, it depends what they're doing. If they're, you know, doing things against the light, it's a possibility. I won't say that it will happen. Remember, like I said, the aliens would look at us typically. If they had more light in them than we do, they would see us as aliens themselves, because we look different than they do, and they'd say, man, this place is really messed up. These people are not holding spirit energy. This place is darkness. And so we may see people here physically that look very dark, too, by our own judgments of them. But it's hard to say what the light ship will do. This is why we have ascension time coming, to get rid of the darkness out of the light. And that's basically what it is. It's like a cleansing process, and it puts the light back into spiritual integrity of itself. That's why they have the ascension points every 2,000 years. So it's very simple once you start understanding what's happening. And you may not fully understand it, because it's a lot to know about, but the main thing is that ascension is here to help you if you wish to have your body leave to another, say, dimension. In the light, there's no such thing as dimension, but down here we got to use some kind of word. So this is what happens. So you're able to do that if you can clear your body out. This is the teachings of Jesus. Very simple. Get your densities out of your body so your body can do the ascension. Your spirit also has the ascension point, too, so it can leave. And you can leave with both. So you have a choice of three different things. And it's up to you to cleanse everything out to do that. This is why the light ship comes here, to give you information about doing these things. Just what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So let's go back to you, Carrie. Hopefully that answered some questions out there. If you do feel a little strange, though, today and the next few days, it would be because you're probably receiving more light to yourself, which means the darkness, the mind control of the aliens are also being taken away from you, from the other timelines that they live in. Remember, you can't see them, but they're there, just like the wind. Okay? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So that's giving me the thought that if stuff is being taken off us, more so more right now, that kind of would leave a little space in us for more spirit to come in. So it might be a good weekend to be doing the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy exercise a number of times a day, so that we we fill that space with us before something else that we don't want in us could get in us. So maybe in case there's anyone listening tonight, Ron, who's not familiar with that exercise, do you want to describe what that is and what it does?
Yeah. Remember, the space that you have in you is already filled full of darkness. So we're just taking away the mind-controlling programs that could be, you know, connected to you. But it won't do a healing on your density that you already have had from the past.
Right.
The exercise is, I now increase my life force energy. And you can put your hands in front of you, palms facing forward, and depends where your energy flow is. So you're finding out your spirit energy, we'll say. This is the life force energy that's inside of your body. And for most people, I would say you're going to be probably at least 3 to 4 inches to maybe a foot. And just kind of move your hands slowly together and maybe go body width and then kind of move in slowly. And you're going to feel that there's like a invisible ball tension that you're compressing here, like a spring. And just stop. Have your body tell you. Not your mind. Remember, the mind's the darkness. Just have your body tell you. Your body's created from light. It knows. And so feel that energy of your spirit. And then to say the affirmation out loud, and we can do it 10 times here. And it's now, I now increase my life force energy. So that's what you want to say. After you say it, move your hands further apart. And you're going to notice that they've expanded out further, probably about 6 inches or so, as you say that. And then you say it again, move your hands apart and sample. And normally for most people, after about maybe 4 or 5 times, you're going to be probably with your hands straight out, you know, alongside of you. So here we go. We'll say it together. Remember, you have to say it. You can't think it, because if you think it, it's going to be in the darkness in your mind. That's the light of the darkness. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. Your body should be kind of buzzing. A lot of people feel their hands pulsate, tingle. Sometimes they get sweaty because you're getting more spirit energy to heal your body right now. This is what this exercise does for you. And it's good to do maybe 3-4 times a day. And then you want to shrink wrap your body. You want to bring in your auric field, which is what your body emits. Remember, having your spirit energies out is basically kind of okay. You can also bring that into your body to give you more healing. But you don't want to have your auric field from your body energy going out, because when you do that, you have problems, because people will walk in and out of your aura. So here we go, everybody. We'll turn you back to Carrie. So you out there, Carrie?
Yes. So let's see. Kathy is saying she's been feeling less tense and more freed up from the alien energies, and she says, yesterday I was so calm and relaxed for the first time in a long time. And Maria is saying that, yes, she was very calm also, so that's great. So people are definitely feeling what you're talking about, Ron. Alan has a question. Let's see. I feel my bodies are more in alignment. Wait a minute. Was there something before that? No. Okay, so, and then what's going on if bodies are blurred from timelines? He's seeing it as a shifting vibration, or asking if it's a shifting vibration in the future and the past.
Yeah, it's very possible. Maybe you're able to visually see the other timelines, which you could call dimensions in a sense. It may not be the right word to use, but we have to use something here. People talk about dimensions as a higher place where we are here, since we are on like 3D, I guess, and we want to go up to a higher one. Well, that's determined by you after the ascension point. So nothing actually shifts. There's no such thing as as typically the Earth moving up to a different dimension. I talk about the Earth spirit leaving into what we could call 8D, but that's just a location, we'll say, in the light. And it's, like I said, there's no such thing as dimension, so it gets a little tricky. But the Earth spirit does not change its vibration, so you can never change spirit vibration. What the spirit vibration is what you are throughout all of your incarnations everywhere since you left the source energy. You might be able to get more energy to you in your body only because you are having more spirit with you, but you're not going to raise any vibration. So let's see if Carrie's back on here, because remember that the energy that you're dealing with is strictly your own, and your own energy is always yourself. Your body does not change frequencies. All you're doing is incorporating more of your spirit into your body, which will bring to you more light. Now, the more light doesn't mean that you're getting anything additional than what you had when you were first born. So when you were first born, you're full of light, and then as you got older, you lost your light. You lost your spirit energy. So you're not getting anything more than what you already had when you came in here. So that's something that people talk about, and they use the wrong terminology, all the right words, but they kind of lead you astray, thinking that you're being given this thunderbolt of energy, more light, etc. And that's not the case, because you're who you are. That never changes. Your body doesn't change frequencies. You don't get more light than you had when you were first born. So the light that comes to you is what your spirit is offering you initially. So you can't change anything. And that's one of the fallacies that people go off into tangents with. And people like hearing that, and a lot of practitioners use that terminology to attract people into their lectures or workshops, thinking that they're going to get more light. And all they're doing is being hooked up to darkness, because you can't hold any more than what you can hold. What prevents you from having more light with you, with your spirit, is your blockages. So just by having a workshop or a lecture, and they say, we're going to give you more light, but if you don't do work on yourself to get rid of the blockages, then there's no way you could hold more. All they're doing is connecting you up to the light of the darkness, a very sad state of affairs. And the practitioners will actually tell you how great it is, and you might even feel, like I say, an emotional high on it. Because that's how the darkness works. The darkness works with your emotions. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Janice is saying that she does that exercise every day, the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy, and Stephanie is saying that she loves doing that exercise too. She's asking, if you are in your heart and have the intent to increase your life force energy, I think she's saying, do you still need to speak the word? She says that, but just don't speak the words.
Once you train yourself, it's very easy to do. So I always normally would prefer to say it out loud for everybody. You know, that way you know that this is going to happen. But just by moving your hands instantly will let you know where you are as far as how much spirit energy you're holding and how empowered your spirit is inside of you. And that's the whole thing, is to increase your spirit energy if you possibly can, so you can feel better. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and one last question while we're still on it, on this topic, from Tina. She's asking, what's the difference between increasing your life force energy versus having more spirit in your body?
What's that again?
Okay, so when we do the exercise, we're saying that we're increasing our life force energy. We're getting more of it.
Yeah, that's more of your spirit that you're increasing, yes, because your spirit needs to integrate more with your body.
Okay, so is that the same as having more spirit? Does it pull more spirit into your body? Is it the same, doing the same thing as having more spirit? Does it mean the same thing?
Yeah, you're bringing in what you have available to you. Remember, most people never talk to their spirit, so it's not going to hang out with you, okay? Because there's no need to. If you don't talk to it, it's kind of like, you know, a dead phone line. So it will typically go out of your body, be around you. Maybe it's going out sightseeing because you're not able to communicate with your spirit or have it guide you. So you're actually denouncing your spirit, and, you know, why would it want to even hang around when you're not connected to it? But when you do this exercise, it now knows that it needs to come back to you to protect you. And so, and to help heal you, this is why you feel more energy. So you're commanding it to come to you more and spread itself out as much as it can throughout your body. That's what this exercise is doing for you. So I hope I answered that okay. I have seen people walking around with their spirit outside of their body. It's kind of weird looking to see a presence of that person wearing the same clothes, walking in front of them or behind them. And very strange. But that's what I see. And that happens not too often. But when it does, it definitely kind of wakes you up here. So, back to you, Carrie.
So our spirit wears clothes?
Oh, yes. It looks just like you, of course. Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, so
yeah,
it has like
it will
copy.
Have the same energy that you have. Remember, it's going to look like your body. It'll look like you, and then it'll have the energy on it of clothing. Yes, of course. Yeah, if anybody's ever seen a ghost, they're going to wear clothing, okay?
Right, yeah.
Same thing as the emotional body. I better rephrase that. The emotional body and the spirit body, if you put them side by side, they would look identical.
Uh-huh.
They're both going to be filled full of densities, and they'll look just like you. So, you know, we don't see ghosts around, you know, walking in the nude here. They normally are wearing some type of clothing of their lifetime. Of what they lived. So if they lived in the 20s, they'd be walking around with 1920 clothes on. And so that's the way it is. So interesting. Okay,
yeah.
So back to you, Carrie.
That's very interesting. I never thought about that. Yeah, I've never seen a naked ghost. That's a good point. Okay, so let's have a look. There was something else I was going to say. There were two things. Oh, yes. First thing is just from... For a little while, BBS is doing some changing of their audio program. So on future shows for the next, I'm not sure how long, week or so, if you're having problems hearing, which I know we've had quite a few comments today that people are having problems getting the sound, if you go to the main BBS page and scroll down a little ways, you'll come to all the different types of media players that you can download and listen through. And I know one time I was having trouble hearing to a show that Annika was hosting, and I went onto iTunes, and it was a great clear signal that didn't drop down at all. So if you are having trouble in the next few weeks, rather than coming onto Ron's page within the BBS website, if you just go to one of those other media players and download it, you probably won't have any problems. And then the other thing, just wanted to remind everybody that Ron will be, his next expo is going to be the Omaha, Nebraska Health Expo, and the weekend is the 30th of April, so the last day of April and May 1st. So that weekend, Ron will be in Omaha. So anybody that lives near there or can get there, you'll have the light infusion chamber with you, right, Ron?
Oh, yes, they have the monitors and everything else, so yeah, it'll
Great.
Be quite a nice event.
Great. And are you doing lectures also?
I should have two of them, I believe, yeah, one
okay.
each day, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm just scanning around to see if we have any new questions. Let's have a quick peek. Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm just reading. I'm not seeing any questions right now. Janice is asking if we can do anything about all the bad weather and tornadoes. I'm not sure what in the Midwest. I don't know if you live there, Janet, or not. She's asking about timelines.
Well, that's the aliens causing that. Remember, the Earth spirit will never cause any harm to anything. So your bad weather is alien controlled. And hopefully... We'll get rid of those timelines and also get rid of the aliens in our timeline that's causing that. So that's what's happening. No aliens. This would be like, you know, we'll just say heaven on earth. Not really wanting to use that phrase, but it would be a very peaceful place here. So that's the problem that we have, is the aliens.
So maybe
can't
for
talk
timeline,
more about that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, you know, what I'm talking about. So.
So Ron, maybe for timelines for that, people could do. Would do the emotion that they are left with or that gets triggered in them when they are feeling concerned about that weather, which I guess would be fear or anxiety or something like that.
And that weather that is coming, remember, they're living off your emotions. And so since people are concerned, especially if you have a tornado or hurricane coming, you know, to your town, they're living off that. Now, if you had no emotions, maybe they would not even come here. So, because they would know that the devastation that is being caused, and earthquakes, we'll say, if that devastation would not cause an emotional upheaval in everybody, then they may not even want to do that. Remember, it's the reaction that people have according to how strong the events around them is going to be happening. That's what happens. The aliens live off emotional energies. And if we had no emotions here, you're in the present moment, then they probably would give up. Like I said, if everybody here was unemotional, being in the light, being in your heart, in peace energy, the aliens would not want to live off of peace. Nothing's there. It's just pure light. So it would be good that they would live off of light and maybe want to come into the light, but that's the whole process. It's very sad for what's going on. But don't know what else to say about it. The more you get concerned about things, the more emotions you're putting out. And you want to stay centered so you're not drug into the energies of the aliens. Because they want you to do that. Just stay centered and know that what they're doing to other people is what they're doing. But you want to stay where you are in your heart center. That's your protection. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tina has a funny comment that I was just going to read out. She's saying she's wondering if Adam's ghost walked around with a fig leaf.
I don't know.
Probably so.
What did Eve walk around with, huh?
Yeah, a few extra fig leaves.
Yeah, a few extra ones, huh?
Yeah. Three instead of one.
Yeah.
Stephanie has a question about bone marrow. Does bone marrow have any kind of special role or relationship with spirit energy or spirit presence in the body?
I think it does have a really big connection. I can't exactly tell you what it is because I don't know the second here. But I know the bone marrow and the blood is very, very important. That's why we have the circulation clearing on the website and why we do amber blood during the different calls that we have on the weekends. So I can show you that right now. We'll do a clearing here for the bone marrow and just see how your body's responding. Bringing in energy here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how your body's responding now. You might feel a little warmer, and you might feel actually your body getting very warm. So here we go. Do it some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. So let's see. We have a few minutes left. So just as a reminder for any of you who are not on the calls, the Sunday calls just yet, there are two more this month. The 8-hour Sunday calls, Ron's intensive body rejuvenation and removing of all the alien critters. So if you would like to get on those two Sunday calls coming up, which also keeps you up on the light ship for probably, I guess, a couple more weeks, even not on the Sunday calls when it's not Sunday, you can give Ron, send an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com and sign up that way, or sign up through the website. Let's see, so it's, I guess you check your emails about an hour before, is that right, Ron? So people, you'll find them if somebody sends something tonight?
Yes, that is correct, So okay. I'll be checking them probably tomorrow, an hour before, something like that, before the call itself. So
okay.
It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time, that's 1 o'clock Eastern. And we're giving away free, when you get on these calls, a special healing on the website, which is designed to help people out for whatever they have that's special. That's not listed as far as a category on the different healings. We have quite a few different titles of healings, and you're getting a special one that is available to you. And also, we're giving you another clearing, which is for water. And the water is quite interesting, so you can get different types of water charged up for you. This will be for the month here, of what's left of it here. So back to you, Carrie, and these are all free to go along with the particular 8-hour calls to help you out for additional help during the month.
And the water ones lately, something fairly new that Ron's been doing is at the end of the 8 hours, he activates bath water for us, so you can end the 8 hours lying in a tub of activated water, which is really, really nice for your whole body after all the work that's been done on it during the call. And also sometimes Ron does water just for a foot bath, which also feels really, really good. And then, Ron, can you just give some examples of what the free special healing could be used for?
I think most people are putting in a problem that their body's having. Remember, these are all body healing, so it's kind of whatever you think you may have, what you want to get rid of. So it's just a special body healing that would be specific to your particular needs. So that's what it's for.
I see. Okay. All right. How many minutes do we have left? I have 56 on my clock.
Yeah, I think we're probably about time here, looks like.
Okay.
So I hope everybody enjoyed the light ship tonight. And do watch the clouds in your area. If they look kind of plasticky, look like they're kind of not formed quite right, you can go to the website if you wish, creationlightship.com. I think you go to maybe pictures or videos on the left side, and it's near the bottom, I believe. And you can see the clouds from New York. It's from October, last October, that I took there when we were doing a lot of the timeline crashing there. And they're square like ice cubes. And people have reported these same clouds across the United States here. So when any of you do a timeline crash out there, which is $20 for the week, you are affecting the timelines and getting people off of those. And if they're very close to here, you know, not really too far in the beyond, though, but maybe just next to our reality here, it can affect the physical clouds that we see here. And that's quite interesting, too. So this is why we do timeline crashing. Very interesting. You will normally feel a timeline crash. It can take anywhere between 5 minutes to 2 hours to complete. And you might feel your body going through processes on that. And then when it's done, you're going to feel better. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you haven't had your emotional clearing yet, your whole lifetime one, please do that. It's $5 times your age, and it's probably will give you a new lease on life. So And if you're older, over 30, then you want to do your alien death barcode. And there's two clearings for that. And the price is $150 for both of them, total $150. And it'll get off the barcodes on you that the aliens put on you so that you will have a much better life here and not maybe die as soon. Because these death barcodes are put on you to get you out of here. And it takes away your health each time you go through a barcode. So anyway, thank you all, everybody. See you tomorrow, hopefully on the call. That'll be basically 12 hours away. So blessings, and thank you, everybody, from the East Coast for coming on. It's 1 o'clock. We'll bring in some nice, peaceful sleep energy on the light beam. Here it comes. So leave it up on your monitor screens. Remember, the light beam has to be up to be the conduit into your room. So stronger, 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 and feel very good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful evening and good night.
Good night, everybody.